Okay, now as we reset the room, I'll introduce head coach Jeff Tesch. The BSU football team was 7-4 last year and earned a share of the Northern Sun North Division title. Without further ado, Coach Tesch, just have you make a blanket statement about your signing class, please.
Well, thanks for coming. Very exciting day, as it always is. And I would like to start out and really thank our coaches. It's we can get into why here in a minute, but as it was a very challenging year recruiting for really a lot of good reasons, but mainly because we had so few seniors graduating. And if you know the business, those are kind of the dollars that you use to go out and recruit your next class. So with only six seniors on the team, we had to be we had to really hit the pavement, and the guys had to do a heck of a job, and they did. So want to thank them for their efforts, and the administration and everybody else that that helps out in the process. So thank you very much. And with that said, I'd kind of like to start going over the different positions, but we did target a few groups right away. We're looking to rebuild for our offensive line, who will be getting old and graduating here in a year, and we need some replacements there. You can't have enough D linemen. We graduated some good players there. Linebacking core, those are probably the three areas that we targeted the most, and then you'll see there's other guys at all the other positions, which we certainly need every year, but those were our targeted areas. We did our best locally, like we always do, because they help fill the stands. And we think we got some nice players from close proximity also. So with that said, we'll start out with the first player is Brian Atkins, a D-back from Streamwood, Illinois, and very fun to get in and recruit him. I think our Fade Master Barbershop in town may get the credit for getting Brian here. He wanted to know if he could get a fade haircut while he's here, so we're going to have to get some promotions from those guys. But that's the exciting news with Brian. Very athletic, starting to grow recently, and I think as his body even fills out a little bit more, he's going to be a force to reckon with. Gabe Ames, you're going to look at Gabe, and you're going to see one of the top players, linebackers, in the metro area last year. He was one of the metro players of the year, just got a high motor, and that's something we try to get with our linebackers, is maybe not quite as much size, but everybody's playing so fast now and spreading you out that you really almost need, like, you know, big D-backs at the linebacker position now. And Gabe's mother has ties to people here in the Bemidji area, so they've got a place to hang their hat when they're here watching the game. So that's going to be exciting to have that kind of a player here. Then Hank Bellify, we talked about the first local guy, which we said we tried to work on real hard. He's coached by, you know, one of our old offense linemen, Brian Stoffel, and so you have a good resource there. And you just hear nothing but great things about his work ethic, and he's getting bigger and stronger all the time. He'll be able to join our team right away this summer and train with our guys. So really happy to really get a guy that paved the way for a lot of yards last year. So excited to have Hank with us. Matt Brennan is really the start of the other part I'd like to mention. It's like 90% of these kids made the honor roll, and you'll see that. And really excited to have that. You don't have to worry about the eligibility issues with these kids, and it's gonna carry over to the field. But Matt's just a very athletic kid from Janesville. We had a little size to him, got good speed, but just very athletic with the football. And we thought those are some of the reasons that we went after Matt. Moving on, you'll see Brandon Christensen. I'm really excited about him. He plays up in Blaine, one of the North Suburban League in the cities, you know, as good a competition as there is in Minnesota. And he's really versatile. I think he's going to be a kid. He's playing left tackle that could play center or play guard. He's got really, really good feet. And as he continues to fill out, I think he'll be able to play a lot of spots for us and love the area. So excited to have Brandon. Hunter Chernus, right from Clearbrook. It's just one of those another local projects that, as he fills out, he wanted to be here. Another honor roll student. You just can't have enough of those local guys. Emmett Enright, as we look at our quarterback situation, Yes, Jordy Hine had a nice season last year, still kind of working with Ryan Shields in his shoulder. So then you're back to Mellon, the freshman that theory we could redshirt, but if Shields is okay. So you can't have enough quarterbacks. They're good athletes. You can move them and play different spots, but this kid's a winner. He was up for the Dave Craig award list, like the quarterback of the year in Wisconsin. Just has that presence. When you talk to him, you get done, and just like, I want that kid in our huddle. So really excited about Emmett. Ryan Fuller, kind of a fun story. If you know where Nacita is, it's kind of halfway up from the Wisconsin border up to Eau Claire, and stopped and recruited him. He really tested well in a lot of combines, and I just felt this was going to be a great place for him. Then you're going to look at the very bottom of the list, Tom Yonkers, all the way from the south part of Chicago. We find out as we're recruiting the two that they are neighbors on a lake, and they each have cabins. They're neighbors, and it's kind of like, come on, how does that happen? So one of those fun recruiting stories, Schultz, I blew it for later on, but we'll tell it again. So anyway, it's a lot of beef getting on a pontoon or a inner tube for those two guys. They're both big guys. So fun to get Ryan up here. Lucas Garby, I finally have somebody to talk to and ward when I go for my son's hockey tournaments now, other than sitting around in the Patch Hotel. So we'll get together with Lucas, but another local kid that he's a good athlete. He plays O-line, D-line, and you can just see as he fills out and sticks with one sport that he's going to help the program out. Gerard, we're starting to get a little bit of a superior connection with Mellum, and then you guys haven't seen him play yet, but Jake Leibel is a redshirted D-back for us who we think has got a ton of talent. And Bo was on some of the relay teams with Leibel in high school, and we're just excited to get his speed here too. Peter Green is another honor roll student, an athlete, way down in Sheboygan, and you just watch the film and how well he plays the football in the air is some things that caught our eyes. Let's see. We get on to Jake Hansen, I believe was the very first recruit to commit, and went down to the cities, got his commitment. And he's really a product of the system, too. He came up for a junior day, our camp, football games in the fall, just really got to know he and his family, and it was like, I don't know, I don't think he could say no because we got to know him so well, but he really, really wanted to be here, and we just the system helped with all the things we do in the process. So big athletic kid that really runs well, played tight end, played linebacker, and we're just excited about the quality of the kid he is too. James Hoovy from Detroit Lakes. You know anything about Detroit Lakes football? It's a great program. Coach Motzenbacher has done a great job, who's retiring there. But he's been one of the top-ranked wrestlers for I don't know how many years in the state. And we feel he'll bring a lot of the same attributes that Jesse Hine brought from high school as a kid with a lot of leverage, been in a lot of big competition meets, and it was just a perfect fit. He loves the area. He can get back and home real quickly, but he had some heavy interest from Division I schools in wrestling, and it was really hard for him, but he picked football, and we're very thankful for that. Nick Johnson, his dad had ties to Bemidji, which helped us, was here for a couple of years, and you're going to watch him, hockey player, honor roll student, and just a big, big motor. And we're excited. He probably played as well as tight end, but our tight ends are still only juniors, so we'll play him as a D lineman. And I think that's the kind of thing you'll see about him, just 100 miles an hour all the time. Jake Kilby, we haven't had a kid from Albert Lee right down on the border before, and when Coach Orich said that he was committing, I was just elated. He is really, really a good athlete. You look at all the things that he's accomplished there. Again, another honor roll student, but he's a bigger kid that could bulk up and maybe be an alley linebacker, or is just going to be a big safety back there. But we're excited to get a kid from Southern Minnesota. Cody King, another good program, New London Spicer, good friends with the athletic director there, so we were able to get a nice handle on his ability. There's a tie to his family to I won't embarrass either one of them, a player on our team. They date, and that didn't hurt us, I don't think, in this situation. But he's a bigger kid that maybe played out of position a little bit. They had him at a tight end, and when you'd see him go off for passes, you could tell that he was very athletic. And then he would line up as a D-back and just love the challenge of going one-on-one with the kid. So excited about his size. Nate Crotal is one of those athletic backers. He's playing safety. He's playing corner. He can play inside backer if he gets bigger. Again, playing at Blaine. So another kid from there. But just very athletic. I think that's what you'll see, speed, and that's what we tried to get at that position. Next page, Angelo Mancini. Just sounds like he should be a football player. But North High School in St. Paul, their coach, Eric has ties, was a coach here right before I got here. So I've got to know him well. And this is a kid on a mission. He's gone to about every combine, every camp, just is on a mission to show that he can do it, has some nice size, and he will himself onto the field. Kyle McGraw, another great program in the cities, Rosemont, just motor, I've got it in capital letters. He's been playing in a number of spots. I don't know if necessarily his prime spot. He's been an inside backer, a defensive end, and he's so quick he can outmatch the size of the big lineman. But we're going to put him at fullback because he does play goal line fullback on a certain amount of plays and tailback, and he will hit you. And we're just excited to get Kyle here and have him do that against some opponents in the league. James Moe, fun story, running out of gas and everything to get there to see him. But he's a bigger kid, replacing Josh Chris Osby. And so we're just love his size, another one that loves the area. So very excited with his size to help with the D-line. Derek Murph Jr. is just one of the better athletes from Red River High School in Grand Forks. Javelin champion. I mean, he's throwing it out there for a kid you'll see is not real, real big, but very bright. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rich, he's a 4.0 student, wasn't he? And so Coach Bagnell, who doesn't like those kinds of kids, he's going to learn the offense very fast, just very athletic. Some teams were trying to recruit him as an option, a pure wishbone veer type of quarterback, but you'll see he threw for a lot of yards and pretty darn accurate too. So excited to get another local kid there. Yes, it is right. It's EJ Olszewski. So he's a brother of Gunner. Hate to do that to him, but he's transferring here from Briarcliff and probably faster than Gunner. I don't know if he's as quick as Gunner. That's hard to say, but he might be even faster. So excited to get those kids both up here and keep Gunner happy and to get Eric up here. So excited to get him to transfer. Hunter Siegler from Farmington. Haven't had many kids from there before. Just very athletic. You catch him on film and you see a little bigger size. They don't throw a lot. And he can block. Love the area, and it's just one of the kids that jumped on board right away. See, he's got some speed, was in the Nationals in a sprint medley with his team, so excited to get his size up here. And then Big Logan Steening from Fargo South, and I want to make sure I pronounce that right when you call the high school and I get four different ways, but I think he's a good player already, but the exciting news, he's all upside. He's the typical prototypical defensive end, 6'4", 210. He runs well now. He's a defensive player on a good football team, their MVP. And they're used to winning at Fargo South. As he fills out and becomes a 260-pound DN, I think we got the real deal there. So excited about his future. One of the transfers, Derek Thingvold, recruited him a little bit out of Stillwater, went to Winona. Didn't work out for him. He called us up this fall. I should have gone to Bemidji, and he transferred here the second semester, and you can see he's a large young man. So will give us a lot of more depth at tight end. This is a guy we've been trying to get on campus, the next kid, Justin Van Houten, for 2 years now. One of our former coaches, Carson Pikes, the old coordinator down at Iowa Western, and they've just raved about what a good player this kid is. He's a little off on size and weight for a defense lineman, but he's even been heavier than that. He's been closer to 250 pounds. Just runs around, just plays extremely hard, and we finally got him on campus, and just fun to see him running around. I think he could possibly be one of those guys replacing one of our outside backers that graduated. Mark Webster has relationships to the running back that you guys didn't get to see a lot last year, Mike Washington, who we think has a ton of ability, maybe our quickest running back, and he hurt his knee last year. So Mark's here. Again, we said we needed to load up on some more defensive linemen, was playing up in Thief River, and I think you're going to be surprised at how well he moves, too, for a big guy. The next one, a real fun recruit, Josh Woolley from Park Center, another honor roll student, but appears to be a little bit short for a defense lineman, but boy, does he play big. And if he fills out to the size of all the relatives, uncles, they're all 6'5 in his family. We're hoping he's right. They didn't start growing until he graduated from high school, some of these bigger people. But even if he doesn't, he's a heck of a football player already. He's just a solid rock. I mean, you kind of bump into him and you go flying. We're just really excited about what he has to bring to the table, and fun, infectious kid. And then Tom Yonker is the one that we said has the cabin by the Fuller kid in Nisita. But we're kind of looking for a guy to replace our left tackle in a year, Matt Valentine. And you look and you got a big 6'6", 290 kid, a wrestler, a very good wrestler too, Providence, Catholic. It's tough competition down there. You watch the people that he's playing against, and it's guys going to Michigan and Michigan State and Western Michigan and places like that. And bright student and has that natural size, and just excited to get him up here. I think the academics is what really sold him to his outdoor environmental science type of kid. So anyway, maybe not our biggest class, but when you look at all the guys that we have coming back, we didn't need to have it be our biggest class. We needed to fill some of those areas we talked about. So, questions?
Is EJ half as good as Gunner?
Well, we sure hope so. Like I said, he's you watch him on film and you just go, holy smokes, can he run? There's one play in particular, you watch his highlight video, it's just like, oh, that kid's gone. And then all of a sudden, whew, here comes EJ and he runs him down. So he is faster than EJ and than Gunner. So that's the good news.
Any position that you expect to help impact the team right away?
You know, I don't know if we need to, which is the good news. I mean, we had a nice team last year. We're excited about all the guys that are coming back, and that's the good part. But it's pretty tough to have any of these young old linemen come in and play, and all those guys are back. We have a lot of the receivers back, a lot of the running backs, a quarterback. D-line could possibly be a spot. Linebacker could possibly be a spot, too, on defense. And you know, we may have the luxury to redshirt a big group of these guys. We didn't think Gunner would play last year, too, and he was better than we even thought. So it could be a possibility, but we get to be a little picky, I think, this year with the amount of guys we got back. Nice problem to have.
Any one player that you're expecting anything from right away, too?
I don't think so. Maybe one of the transfers. You know, between EJ helping us out, Derek has a little bit of a, Thingvold has a little bit of an eligibility thing we have to get cleared up yet. Webster in the D-line, he could contribute right away because you just can't have enough big guys and enough depth in the D-line. So maybe more of those guys than the other players right away.
And then with the success that you guys had last year, do you think that helped, you know, with the talent on this year's recruiting class?
Without a doubt. Like I said, we, choose my words carefully, we weren't able to offer as many guys scholarships as we normally do, so we had to be selective and fill those needs, and I think those guys wanted to be part of this year's team, let alone on paper what we could do next year. It was a good time to jump on board. I was right there to lift them up and have them jump on, so it's fine with me. So I think that had a big part of it. Anything else?
Your past couple of Bemidji guys have played more than previous Bemidji guys have. How much of that is their success and kind of a trickle down?
Well, I think it starts out there. They're having success, so they're getting kids in the weight room. They're winning. They're getting kids out. They're coached very well. They have a very good staff at the high school, and they've had a run of some good players. Those guys don't hurt either to help you win. And that's what excites me about Hank. We just know everything about him with Coach Stoffel there and with Troy and everything. You know about his work ethic, and he's on time, and he's a lifeguard, and he's working, he's got a job and all those different things. So he's going to fit in well. He'll probably have an opportunity to redshirt and then jump in, and there'll be three openings right away. And like I said, he'll be here training with our guys. He'll learn our system. He's going to be here for the summer workouts. He'll have a head start over some of the other freshmen.
A lot of talent from Minnesota. How important was it to get kids from there back there?
Just makes it easy. You don't have to travel as far. You don't worry as much about the homesickness. They bring mom and dad and the relatives and everything to the game. It fills up the stadium. So anytime you can do it, it's the way to go.
And able to pluck a few from Wisconsin as well. What was really the key in being able to pull a couple across the border?
Yeah, and it's further south than normal. Coach Bagnell did a great job down there. Coach Allison was there helping them. And I think it's because we didn't go to every school. We kind of handpicked the areas that we needed. And Craig's just a great young coach. He related well with those kids, and he did a good job recruiting them.
Talk about getting some different pipeline. I mean, obviously, Superior got a couple kids from there. I mean, the Bemidji one. But I see a couple hometowns that I seem like you notice every now and again. How good is it to sort of have those sort of go-to places that you know you can go and get good kids from?
Yeah, that makes it easy too, whether you have a tie with the coach or you've got kids from that school on your team already, and then when they come and visit, they're the player host, and they could tell them what it's like. And that just makes it a lot easier. You know, hey, I leave the cities. I'm Joshua Lay from Park Center. What's it like up here? We've got players from that neck of the woods up here, and they can tell him how he's going to relate. So going into those same schools where we have kids and then being here, our staff together for a long time, we do have some continuity with the high school coaches. They'll trust us and know that we're going to treat their kids fairly. So there's an advantage to going to those places.
Seems like maybe a few more kids from the Twin Cities this recruiting class, and maybe the last one, maybe to go back and look, but it seems like maybe hitting that area a little bit harder.
Yeah, and Coach Orich was the guy down there doing most of that. Coach Bolte does some in there too. And again, another young, eager coach that relates to the players well. Did a nice job identifying the areas that we needed. And I think if you know Coach Orich, he's a wound-up, excitable type of guy. And I think all these recruits kind of reflect his personality. And that's a pretty darn good thing, because these kids are going to play hard and kind of reflect his personality. Anything else? Okay, thanks for coming, everybody.